podcast was made by students from the Erasmus Plus group.
We're all students from different schools all over Europe.
Campus College Wareham.
Institut Biladomat.
Frankenstraße 26.
We are talking about democracy, politics and the Austrian Parliament.
We are interviewing two guests on that topic today.
They are both members of the National Council. One is Kajan Kreiner.
And the other one is Nico Marchetti.
These are fun topics and I hope you enjoy listening.
Today we talk about politics, but what does it exactly mean?
Politics is everything we actively do in order to live a proper life in a community with regulations.
Politics is not just something that politicians do. In order to understand why politics is important for all of us, we acted out a little scene.
Are you planning to go to the elections next month?
No.
Why?
It's like only that one vote won't change a lot, and there are a lot of people who think like me, that's why it's never gonna make much of a difference.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't decide for those people, but you can decide for yourself. Why not at least try to make a difference? Why not try to voice your opinion, just like you voice your opinion on your favorite food, or your car, or where you're gonna study? Why?
Just because I voice my opinion, it's not gonna be the end result of this all, you know? Like, if I vote, other people vote someone else, and not the party that I vote will be in the government.
So you're saying that even though, like, you have one vote that someone wouldn't get, it would not change anything. I mean, you know that if many people think this, then no party would get ever elected.
As you just heard, deciding to get involved in politics is not an easy decision, but it's an important one.
We met with the two MPs, Nico Marchetti and Kajan Kreiner.
Your respective political parties are in opposition. How do you manage conflict?
Conflict is normal in democracies. In everyday life, conflicts are normal. The question is, how do you resolve conflicts? And in a parliament, by talking. Not by killing each other or something like that.
Do you believe that the issue of climate change has been swept under the rug due to the pandemic?
The issue of climate change is, especially with young people, the biggest issue since years. Of course, it's affected by the pandemic. And I think it's important for all the political parties to discuss these issues with respect. And also with respect to the young people, because I think we should have the debate about it and find solutions where the young people say, okay, their governments, their representatives are taking this issue serious and deliver.
We would like to thank them for agreeing to this interview with us today. Though we were only able to record two questions today, we also talked about budget allocations, the war in Ukraine, and in-depth solutions to tackle carbon reduction.
So now that you've heard a lot about democracy and politics, the most important thing to keep in mind is that you can do something and you should use that opportunity.
We hope that you've learned something today.
And maybe we've inspired you to get engaged.
See you next week and don't forget to like us.
Thanks for listening.
Hi, in this part of the podcast, we discuss the parliament. We will describe the Austrian parliament and compare it to the Belgium Parliament and the Spanish Parliament.
The Parliament is the place where the most important political decisions are made. It embodies an idea of democracy in which everyone has the right to participate. However, most political decisions are made by the elected politicians who represent the citizens. In Austria, we can elect parties who will represent us in the Parliament, which we can do at the age of 16.
The Austrian Parliament decides on laws that apply to all of Austria. It also controls the work of the federal government and the administration. They must report their work to the National Council. These are their most important tasks.
So in the Spanish parliament, it's a little bit different. We have a president and we also have a king, but the president is mostly who has the most power over making laws.
Talking about making laws, the president and the parliament has the obligation to do it, but it's always the king who has the necessity that he has to sign up all the laws, all the things that the government says.
And the king has more military power.
He can declare the war to another country without asking.
Also, our voting age is the same as Belgium, 18. And voting is not mandatory. So if you just don't want to vote, you just don't go.
Now we'll talk about the Belgian parliament. In Belgium, you have to vote at the age of 18. You are obligated to vote, so you have to go.
Well, in Belgium, the head of state is the king, but he doesn't hold really political power, only military power. And he officially accepts the laws. But Belgium also has multiple governments for all the regions with different languages. And they also have one national government. And they make the laws and decide the laws.
We have also some questions for our guests. What's the difference between the National and the Federal Council?
The National Council is directly elected, and the Federal Council is indirectly elected. In the nine provinces, we have small parliaments, provincial parliaments, and according to how many people live in that province, they have a certain number of seats in the federal council, and they elect, according to their election, their representatives in the federal council. That is the one big difference. The other big difference is that the national council, like, actually does the decision making, because the federal council, in very few circumstances, has a real veto.
Do you think there are any downsides in the democratic system?
Criticism we also hear from people outside the parliament is that the quality of the debates in the parliament is not always that good. People think that we're just fighting each other, but I think it isn't. In general, I think the system makes totally sense, and democracy is something we have to fight for.
Well, I think the parliament is important for democracy because we kind of would be lost without a government or a parliament.
Yeah, I also think that a parliament is it's not just important, it's necessary for a democracy. Just because if we let a government without any, like, any police, the government is like, it will be a chaos and a government doing whatever the government wants. So it will be like a dictatorship if there's no parliament.
The parliament is good because there are many political parties with different ideas who can come together and discuss their idea and come to an agreement, which is good for the majority and is good at all aspects. So that's why I think it's good to have a parliament.
Thank you for listening. This was our part.
I think democracy takes care of people's opinions.
Yeah, well, I think democracy is important because everyone is allowed to vote and express what they think.
In democracy, there should be no place for corruption. We have to be able to trust our representatives.
That everyone is included in the system.
Democracy should also be responsible for closing the gap between the rich and the poor.
Democracy can also be quite time-consuming because we have to listen to everyone.
In democracy, everybody has rights.
We all have the same rights, but certain groups need special rights to ensure that they can reach the same goals as everyone else. That is also democracy.
Democracy can be a lot of things.
It also can look different in different countries.
The legal age to vote is different in the different countries we came from.
And in Belgium, it's mandatory to vote.
In Austria or in Spain, it's not mandatory.
We also have different opinions on that. For example, I think it shouldn't be obligatory because some people don't really know what they want. And voting, because it's obligatory, I don't think it's necessary. People shouldn't be forced to a decision.
I disagree on that. I think it should be mandatory, but I do think people should be able to vote that they do not want to vote. But I think otherwise, if we don't make it mandatory, only people with extreme opinions will show up and actually vote.
We also asked our guests about these topics. How can we enforce equality even though some people need more support and help than others?
You always have people that need more support and others that need less. You have people that can run faster than others. That's totally normal. What you have to do, I think, is help people to find their individual path. And we have to more support individual questions. Of course, you need equal opportunities and the equal opportunity to find your personal path and not walk somebody else's.
Do you think that being chosen by a democracy system comes with more responsibility?
I think it's a huge responsibility to speak for other people, because they have to be fine with what you do and what you say because they elected you. But it's also a huge responsibility, because when we vote for something in parliament, it happens. If it gets a law, it affects people. And I think we should all just respect as politicians that it's not a game. It's real what we do, and it affects people. And that's how we should do this job.
Thank you for answering our questions.
Today we had a lot of different opinions and views.
It's also what democracy means.
Hope you had fun listening.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the podcast and have a nice day.
And a huge thanks to today's sponsors, Aktionstage Politische Bildung.
This podcast was made by
Shema,
Rawan,
Dora,
Tracy,
Maritz,
Josephine,
Camille,
Kato,
Helena,
Lina,
Alba,
Iger,
Bernard,
Mark,
Laia,
Marcel,
Cesar,
Lucas,
Matthias,
Rocío,
Oyan,
Lisa,
Amy,
Amber,
and Veronica.
Mehr zum Thema findet ihr auf www.demokratiewerkstatt.at.